The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majja Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 281 through 293, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 18, 1966, in New York.
Vishayika Nishyasita Kalam Athavalamba Jeevanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanatha Vishnu Mahan Sayyajasya Kalabhisheso Govindamadhi Kuritam Tamahamaya. Krishna's first expansion, second expansion, the third expansion. The third expansion is Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu's potency is described in the Brahma Samhita. So jasaikan nishasita kalam athavalambhya. Nishasita kalam means the breathing period. Just arriving by the breathing period of that Mahavishnu, jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha means the supreme creature, creator creature, Brahma. Brahma is the principal supreme creature in each every universe. There are innumerable universes and there are innumerable Brahmas also. We will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, that sometimes it is called Leela, first time, the Brahma, when Krishna was here on this planet, so Brahma was very much proud that Krishna is now in the earthly planet. And this earthly planet is one of the innumerable planets under my control. Brahma is the controller, is the primal, principal living entity in this universe. So he was little proud that Krishna is within my control. So therefore Krishna, because he is Paramatma, he knows everything, what one thinks, what one does. So Krishna asked Brahma to come and see. So Brahma came. Brahma came, his doorman informed Krishna that doorman asked Brahma, "Who are you, please?" Now he say, "Krishna, that I am Brahma, I have come to see him." So when the doorman informed Krishna that in Dwarka, when Krishna was there as king, so Krishna asked, "Oh, who is Brahma? Who is Brahma?" The doorman came back again and informed that, "Who is Brahma you are?" The Brahma became astonished. "Who is Brahma?" "And I am the Brahma, I am the supreme creature in this universe. And who is Brahma?" He was surprised and he said, "Tell Krishna that four-headed Brahma. Brahma has four heads." So Krishna calling, "All right, come on." So he came and he offered his obeisances, and Brahma asking Krishna, "My Lord, may I ask you some question?" "What is that?" "That your doorman asked me who is Brahma. So does it mean there are other Brahma also?" Krishna said, "Yes, there are innumerable Brahmas. You are only four-headed, there are eight-headed, there are 16-headed, 32-headed, 64-headed, and 28-headed, and millions of headed." So all like that, I'm calling them all. So Krishna called all the Brahmas by his Maya. Brahma could see them, but they could not see this four-headed Brahma. And each of them came and offered obeisances to Krishna. And they asked, Lord, you have, what can I do for you? You have asked me. Yes, I have not seen you for so many times, so many days, so I called you. So they came, thousands and millions of Brahma came and offered obedience and they went there. And this Brahma, four-headed Brahma, remained in the corner. Oh, what is that? What is that? So this is Krishna's creation. So here it is stated that Jasaigan Nishasita Kalamathavalamba, only just abiding by the breathing period of Mahavishnu, there are millions of Brahma, they are living. And each Brahma's period that you have read in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Maraha Jat Brahmano Vidu. The Brahma's one day means 4,300,000 into 1,000. That is on Brahma's 12 hours. Similarly, 24 hours one day. Now calculate 1 month, such 1 year, such 100 years. So that 100 years of Brahma is only a breathing period of Mahavishnu. Just like we are breathing, our inhalation, exhalation is going on. So during the breathing period, when the breathing is out, all these Brahmanas become created, and when it is in it, all they are closed, account closed. So this is going on. So such Mahavishnu is the part and one of the things, on the fourth part of Krishna's expansion. That is stated. Lord Chaitanya is giving evidence from Brahma Sanghita. Jasaika nishasita kalamatha valammat jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnu mahanasa yajasa kalahisisu govindamadipurisham tamaham bhajam. I watched that Maha Krishna Govinda, whose fourth dimension and the fourth expansion is Mahavishnu, in whose breathing period all these Brahmas are the principal head of each Brahmanda, they live. Samasta Brahmanda gane rihanta jani karanabhisayi sab jagatir shami. This Mahavishnu, the Purusha avatar, incarnation of Purusha, of Krishna, is the principal, supreme personality of Godhead of all the Brahmandas, all the many thousands of Brahmandas. Eitu kahinu pratham purusher tatta ditya purusher evesunaha mahatta. Now, he said, I have explained to you about the first incarnation avatar. Now just try to hear about the second Vishnu. First Vishnu is described. Now second Vishnu, what is that? Sei Purush, say for that Mahavishnu. Anantakoti Brahmanda Sijya. Anantakoti, innumerable universes came out of his breathing period by breathing. Sijya means he created. Ekaika murte praveshila bahumurti kaya. Now, Mahavishnu again expanded himself in millions and millions Vishnu form and entered in each Brahmanda. The same way Mahavishnu expanded himself in millions of other forms. Pravesh kariya dakhe sab andhokar rahite nahi ko sthan kari le ucha. When he entered in each universe, it was all dark. So he began to think, নিজাঙ্গ শেদ জালে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড অর্ধ ভরিল সেই জালে শেষ সজ্জায় স্নান করিল। নাও ইন ইচ ব্রহ্মাণ্ড দিস ইউনিভার্স হোয়াট ইউ আর সিং ইট ইজ অনলি হাফ, দ্য হাফ ইজ ফুল উইথ ওয়াটার অ্যান্ড ওয়ার ইজ দ্যাট ওয়াটার ইউ ক্যানট সি বাট দেয়ার ইজ ওয়াটার জাস্ট লাইক এ বল অ্যান্ড হাফ দি ball inside is filled with water. So, and where from this water came? The Vishnu which entered each universe, from his perspiration he created this water. And he lying down on the water. This is called Sheshu Sai Vishnu or Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. তার নাভি পদ্ম হইতে উঠিল এক পদ্ম, এন্ড দেন হি ক্রিয়েটেড ওয়ান লোটাস ফ্লাওয়ার ফ্রম হিজ নেভি। ইউ হ্যাভ সিন দ্যাট পিকচার ইন দি টাইটল পেজ, টাইটল কভার, নাভি পদ্ম। সেই পদ্মে হইল ব্রহ্মার জন্ম সদ্ম, আর ফ্রম দ্যাট লোটাস ফ্লাওয়ার, অন দ্যাট লোটাস ফ্লাওয়ার ব্রহ্মা দি ফার্স্ট ক্রিয়েটেড বিং ওয়াজ ম্যানিফেস্টেড। সেই পদ্মায় হইল চৌদ্দ ভুবন দেহ ব্রহ্মা হইয়া সৃষ্টি করিল সুজন, এন্ড দিস ব্রহ্মা ইজ এ লিভিং বিং জীবতত্ত্ব, ইজ নট বিষ্ণুতত্ত্ব। জাস্ট সি হাউ মাচ এ লিভিং বিং ক্যান বি পাওয়ারফুল। নাও ব্রহ্মা ওয়াজ ক্রিয়েটেড বাই দিস গর্ভোদক সাহেব বিষ্ণু, and Brahma in his turn he created all these planetary systems. There are 14 status of planetary system, 14 bhuvan, bhurlok, bhugarlok, janalok, mahalok, tapalok and brahmalok, and down tal, atal, mital, patal, talatal. Similarly there are 14 planetary systems all over the universe. বিষ্ণুরূপ হইয়া করে জগৎ পালনে গুণাতীত বিষ্ণু স্পর্শ নাই মায়ার ফলে। দিস বিষ্ণু হ্যাজ নাথিং টু ডু, হি ইজ নট এফেক্টেড বাই দিস মেটিরিয়াল কন্টামিনেশন, দ্যাট ইজ দি পাওয়ার অফ বিষ্ণু। জাস্ট লাইক উই আর লিভিং এন্টিটিজ, ওয়েন উই কাম ইন টু দিস মেটিরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড উই বিকাম কন্টামিনেটেড, উই বিকাম এফেক্টেড বাই দি ইনফ্লুয়েন্স অফ দিস মেটিরিয়াল নেচার। But Vishnu, although he is looking after the management of creation of this Brahmanda, he is not affected. Vishnu rupaiya kare jagat palane gunatita Vishnu sparsha nahi mayasana rudra rudhari kare jagat samha. And when these material worlds or universes have to be annihilated, the same Vishnu, in his form of Lord Shiva, Rudra, he annihilates. The Vishnu creates and Lord Shiva annihilates. And Brahma is in charge of this universe. Brahma Vishnu Sivtar Guna Avatar Sisti Sthiti Player Tiner Adhikar. Now, this material world is created, it is it stays for some time and it is again annihilated. Just we have seen in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhutta Bhutya Praliyate. This is the nature, this material nature is like that. Just like you have seen one lamp, it is one, it is extinguished, one it is light. Similarly, there is creation, there is maintenance, and there is annihilation of this material world. Now, these three functions are controlled by three gunavata, qualitative incarnation of the Supreme Lord. What are they? The Vishnu is the incarnation of the modes of goodness, and Shiva is the incarnation of the modes of annihilation, and Brahma is the in charge. Brahma is secondary. Brahma is the secondary creator. First of all, everything is the principle, the material principle, ingredients, and the gunas, and everything is created by Vishnu. Then the secondary creation, with those ingredients, all this planetary system, everything is created by Brahma. So Brahma is also a secondary creator. And then Vishnu maintains. Just like to a carpenter, you give wood and planks and materials and screw and other things, and the carpenter makes a very good cabinet, and you maintain that. Similarly, this Brahmanda, the secondary creation is Brahma, and Vishnu is the maintainer, and when it is to be destroyed, it is destroyed by Lord Shiva. This three guna avatar. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Kaan, guna avatar. They are incarnations of Krishna's guna. In other words, it is to be understood that these three gunas, they are also coming from Krishna. Three gunas. So therefore, for Krishna, there is no such distinction. Several times, yes, I have explained this thing, but this material, spiritual, or the qualitative differences, that is for us, not for Krishna. How it is? Just like government has got different departments. There is a criminal department, civil department, and this department, that department, so many departments. Now, for us, the criminal department may not be so pleasing. Our civil department may be very much pleasing. But for the government, both the departments are equal, because they have to maintain equally, either criminal department or the civil department. The government has no distinction that this is criminal department, therefore this department should be neglected, or it is inferior. No. Rather, in criminal department, the government may spend more than civil department. Similarly, these distinctions, these qualitative distinctions, matter, spirit, and the different kinds of modes, they are distinctions for us, not for Krishna. He is absolute. He is absolute. In the absolute, there is no such distinction. Therefore, when Krishna comes in this material, he is not affected by this. Suppose the minister, the secretary or the president goes to the criminal department to see the prison house, and he is not affected by the prison rules. It is simple to understand. If the prisoner thinks, he is also one of the prisoners, because he has come here. This is nonsense. He is not prisoner. Similarly, when Krishna comes in this material world, if a foolish man thinks that he is also one of us, he is foolish number one. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, avajananti manamurha manasim tanuvasu. Foolish person, thinks that I am one of them. So these examples are very nice, we can understand. So here it is stated that the Vishnu, Brahma Vishnu Sivitar Guna Avatar, Sisti Stiti Praya Tineradhikar. Hiranna Garbha Antarjami Garbhadakshayi Sahasra Sirsadikari Vede Jaregari. In the Vedas, there is a prayer, Sahasra Sirsha. There is very famous prayer. That prayer is offered to this Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, the Vishnu who has entered in every universe, that Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Ehi Ditya Purush Brahmande Rishar Mayar Asraya Hai Tobu Maya Pa. Although this Vishnu is the center of the material energy, still he has nothing to do with this material energy. He is free from the contamination of material energy. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse, apashat purusam purnam mayan chajat apasrayam. When Vyasdeva, he was just attempting to write Srimad Bhagavatam by bhakti yoga, he saw two things. Apashat purusam purnam. He saw the Supreme Personality and the material energy apasrayam, just far away from him. Because this Maya's task is very thankless task. Maya's task is very thankless task because she is in charge of these conditioned souls, and her business is to give all the conditioned souls all his miseries. Trishul, you have seen in the hand, you might not have seen, but there is a picture of Durga. She has got three Trishul. Trishul means three kinds of misery. So the Maya, this material nature, is inflicting upon the conditioned soul always three kinds of misery, so that they can come to their consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But the conditioned souls are so foolish and so dull, they have accepted these miseries as very palatable. They have no sense that they are always in three kinds of misery. Adhyati, adhibhoti, adhidhoi. This is constantly going on. Just like in the prison house, when the prisoners are there, it is not meant that they should be comfortably situated there. The prison house meant for giving them always some trouble so that they can come to their consciousness that you have broken, you are lawbreakers, therefore you are punished here. But if the prisoner becomes so poor, that all, I don't care for this prison, let me finish this term and again commit nuisance and again come to this, that is going on. So, gata gataṁ kāma kāmāl vante. So the conditioned souls, they are not coming to the sense that what is their position. This position, by the grace of some special representative of the Supreme Lord or by the Supreme Lord, is offered to this conditioned soul, that this is not your place. You are part and parcel of God. Your place is in the kingdom of God. Your place is there. You are manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. You are struggling very hard within this material nature. Just try to understand your position. So, these things are described in the scriptures, in the Vedas, so that these foolish conditioned souls may come to their senses and try to become Krishna conscious and make their life successful, so that they can go back to home, back to God. Thank you.